Thanks. And thanks to Al and Diego for making me look good here. Well, that's the cover of my book, and my cover girl there is riding the 72-mile trail from Alpena to Sheboygan. We're going to talk about that trail in a bit. It's all through the woods on the east side of the state. And let's start the show here. When I talk about northern Michigan, I mean northern lower Michigan. I don't really cover the upper peninsula because I think of that as being its own sort of state. We're talking about Traverse City up to the Straits and down to Alpena. That's what we're going to cover. We're going to cover about 1,400 miles here. A little bit about me before we get started. I pioneered most of these routes back in the 80s as a triathlete. And that there says 12 hours and 38 minutes, not 2 hours. That's doing an Ironman 30 years ago this September. But as a consequence of doing that, I'd ride like 50 or 100 miles every weekend. And I went from that to starting my own newspaper in Traverse City. I don't know if you've seen the Northern Express. But this was a very successful alternative newspaper that I started and ran for 22 years up there. We sold it a couple years ago, and now I've got the carefree life of a traveler and a lecturer and a book writer. Well, soon enough I met this lady and got married to her, and we're having our 20th anniversary here this coming month. So Jeanette has joined me on many cycling adventures, and she's the cover girl on the book. We've backpacked all around the world, and that led to one of my books, Travels with My Wife. That's her on the Ganges River in northern India, rowing down the river for about 5 days. I myself have biked all over the world. This is Western Ireland on the Dingle Peninsula. This is down the Danube Trail from Germany to Vienna. This is through the Austrian countryside during the wine season. Xi'an, China, we had this in the other shot. South Africa on the so-called Lost Coast. And I just like this elephant photo, so I threw him in there too. He's kind of followed our car as we were driving along. This is from Croatia. And in Croatia, you can get on these boats and go from island to island biking along the Adriatic Sea. Australia. So I've actually been around quite a bit. This is biking through Tuscany over the mountains to Umbria in Italy. And we've even biked the United States. This is the Allegheny Trail from Pennsylvania or Pittsburgh to Washington, D.C. And that's 300 miles or so. And the first 150 miles, you've got a lot of nice little towns. You can stay in motels. And then 150 miles after that, you can camp. And about every 5 miles, there's a beautiful campsite to stay at. Well, we're going to get to the meat of it here. Having done all that, biking all over the world, traveling all over the world, I'd have to say there's really no better place to go bicycling than northern Michigan, because of the in my book I've got up to 1,400 miles of routes and 40 routes, and I only put them in there if they're one, both fun or something pleasurable about them, but also they have to be safe, because I'm sure you all know you probably have plenty of cycle collisions down here in Ann Arbor as we do up north, and so it's got to be safe to be in the book, or else I have a strong suggestion to watch out for this and that. Well, why northern Michigan? We've got what's considered the most beautiful coastline in America, according to ABC This Morning poll. We've got the Sleeping Bear Dunes, Traverse City. This is Michael Morris Film Festival. I imagine a few of you have been up to Traverse City. We've got Frankfurt and a lot of artsy towns along the coast. We got a lot of attractions up there, the vineyards, a lot of other things to do that you can access just as a cyclist while you're up that way. And we got a very strong bicycling culture too. As I imagine you have here, we've got bike paths everywhere, and a lot of bicycle races and tours, and everyone after work is out riding. Everyone from toddlers to really high-end racers. Well, this was a procession, a memorial procession for a young lady who was hit by a car and killed in town. They had a couple thousand people rode in her memorial procession. It was All right, there's some little racing action on the streets down there, which I imagine you have here in Ann Arbor, too. We have a tweed ride. That's happening today up there, where everyone dresses up in tweeds and rides around. It's a tradition in London, so they try and do that in Traverse City, too. Well, I'm going to tell you about some of my favorite routes here. And this is the Leelanau Trail. And once a week, they have what's called the Muffin Run, where we ride 18 miles up to Sutton's Bay through the woods and back. And you'll get maybe 30 to 50 cyclists riding this trail through the woods, and then they ride back. They're riding real fast right now. Okay, I'm going to tell you about some of my favorite places. In Traverse City, we have the TART Trail system, and that's maybe 13 miles around town. And you're definitely going to need that trail system during the Cherry Festival, because you really can't even hardly get around town unless you ride a bike down the alleys. Because we're a town of 15,000 people, but we have as many as, half a million people will be there, throughout the week. So maybe a million, I don't know. So we locals all ride our bikes up and down the alleys to get around that week. But Traverse City has its quiet side, too. This is... right in town, we have Lake Boardman Lake, and we have about 4 miles of bike paths along that lake shore. That's you're actually riding through an urban forest, and they're trying to complete the path all the way around the lake. And this is the TART Trail past that lake in town. Got some nice little sailboats. Those guys were out there yesterday in that chill wind. They get out there and they're sailing right through to December. Kids in the sailing club up there learning how to sail. Well, I'm going to talk about a few different routes here that I enjoy. This is up near Petoskey is the Little Traverse Wheelway. And that runs all the way from Charlevoix along the lakeshore to Harbor Springs. And another route will take you up to Allenson and then on all the way to the Mackinac Bridge. So this is, in particular, a really nice little lakeside route. And it takes you right through Petoskey, where you've got the first bike path in Michigan, if not the nation, was constructed in Petoskey And they sort of memorialized that in this mural from the 1890s, which was kind of like the beginning of the heyday of the bicycle. And this is the route just coming out just north of Charlevoix. You can see there's a nice bike path right alongside the lake, and then Lake Michigan off to your left there. I just rode this last week, and there's actually snow on the trail still up that way. So it's about 6 inches of snow out there. Well, this is Beaver Island, and each year they have a big bicycle festival up there. It's possible to ride all the way around that island, too. And that festival is in June, and I would strongly advise you to bring lots of mosquito repellent if you go on that, because we got about eaten alive last year on this thing. But that's a 32-mile boat trip out to the island, and you can camp or you can stay in town, and then they have this tremendous party afterwards that you even get to ride in Lake Michigan a little bit. This was nice. My wife did a header right in the mud in that there, but she didn't wreck her iPhone though. She held that thing up. And at Beaver Island, you ride these back roads through the forest. It's really definitely a mountain bike or a hybrid bike is strongly advised. And because you're way out there, and this is the party afterwards. This is quite a wild party at the Shamrock. You wouldn't think people that got done riding 40 miles through the dirt would be that wound up, but they are. Well, a lot of people closer to home like to ride Old Mission Peninsula out of Traverse City. This is one of the most popular rides, and it's called the Jolly Pumpkin Ride that's held there every spring. And I've got, in my book, I've got the peninsula divided up into different routes, 15, 20, 30, and 40-mile routes. And it's quite common for people to come out on the peninsula, and they'll do 20, 30 miles after work. And not a lot of cars. Another real favorite is the Betsy Valley Trail. I don't know if you've been up to Benzie County to Frankfort, but this is just a gorgeous trail along Crystal Lake and then the Betsy River to Frankfort. And Frankfort is a fabulous little beach town with lots of great restaurants at really budget prices. I actually have a cottage out that way, and that's our go-to place every summer. This is the trail along Crystal Lake. Limestone trail at this point, and then it turns into a paved trail. And this is the trail along the Betsy River. It's not unusual to see a lot of wildlife out here or people canoeing past. Again, a beautiful trail. It's ideal for toddlers or elite cyclists, the whole gamut. This is one of my favorite rides. I'm going to just tell you about a few of them. This is around the Glen Lakes. There's a new Sleeping Bear Trail through the park that's now about 15 miles long, and this incorporates part of that and part of a road ride that you can go from either the Dune Climb on around or from Glen Arbor on around. And in my book will tell you not only what's the safest route, but also what restaurants you might want to go to, the history of the area, what you want to watch out for. This is the new Sleeping Bear Trail, which just in the past couple of years, the last 5 years or so, they've just expanded this dramatically. And if you do nothing else, come on up and do the Betsy Valley Trail, the Leelanau Trail, and the Sleeping Bear Trail. And then throw in the wheelway too. What else you got to do? Well, this is one of my favorite road bike rides. If you're a road bike rider, this is perfect, the route on 22 up to Glen Arbor, because it goes through the park, but it's got a real wide shoulder. And people driving through the park aren't really going hell for leather either. They're kind of going kind of slow. And so it's a perfect road bike ride. Leelanau County in general has got, you know, this is biking heaven up there in northern Michigan, and I've got a lot of different routes through the county. Again, always stressing the safe routes, but the fun routes too. This is the Leelanau Trail out that way. That's 18 miles from Traverse City to Sutton's Bay, and probably you might have 1,000 people riding that on any given day in the weekend, you know, or at least hundreds every day of the year. Well, when they're not skiing, that is. I have some longer trails too, further north, the trail around Lake Charlevoix. This is a nice one. This is a 61-mile trail from Gaylord to Mackinac City. And this uses an old railroad grade, and it goes through the Pigeon River State Forest. And it's all limestone paved. So, you'd want to have a mountain bike or a hybrid bike. Someone from the Tapa Trails Council argued with me about that. They said they had no trouble riding a road bike on this surface, but if you go in early May or something, that surface is really mushy and very hard to ride on. This is the famous Tunnel of Trees route from Harbor Springs up to the Mackinac Straits, and that's 55 miles. Every year, has anyone done the Zutamac ride? Well, that young lady back there has. Well, every year, 5,000 riders come up in, it's middle of May, and they ride the Zutamac, and then they have this monster party out on Mackinac Island. They ride from Boyne Highlands here in Harbor Springs. And you stop at Legs Inn and you have lunch. Legs Inn is a real institution up there, kind of a crazy log cabin Polish restaurant with a lot of very weird art. And this is the actual Tunnel of Trees. You can see where the trilliums all out. Bob Seger lives along this stretch. He's got a big house up that way. No, that's an actual road. Yeah, but this here is a trail. This is a Northeastern State Trail. This is from Alpena to Sheboygan. And again, this is what we had on the cover of my book. The black line there is the actual limestone trail. But then the time we rode it, and I've done it a couple times, my wife and I rode up on the trail, and then I rode back on what's called the Sunrise Highway on M23, and that's got a pretty broad lane. It's got like an 8-foot wide lane on the side, and there's very little traffic on a Sunday, so you can ride up that way. Just last week I rode up to the Straits, and then it was so windy, it was like icy wind blowing off the lake, so I rode down this side of Black Lake to Onaway. It did like 318 miles on that little 5-day section of warm weather we had last week. And that was a real fun ride. But I'll tell you, that's a different world up there. Everyone's riding around in their four-wheel drive ATVs through the woods. They're like these giant golf carts tearing around the woods. This is that trail itself, 72 miles. Not a lot of places to stop and eat on the way, but you can't get lost on it either. Yeah, it's limestone surface. Welcome to Onaway. I love this picture. Made it. And I'll tell you, we were about ready to fall over and die after doing that. Well, this is a route I've just pioneered from Alpena to Traverse City. That's 140 miles across the state. And this is the route I rode last week. It's kind of the hinterlands, you know, no man's land out there. Not many people will ride across the state like that. But if you want to do what I call the Great Northern Loop, this is a way to do it. Down relatively safe roads through Lewiston and Mancelona, all the way to Alden, Elk Rapids, and Traverse City. And that's what I call the Great Northern Loop right there. It's a figure eight route of 435 miles, and that'll take you in the lower loop. I'll take in the very best of Leelanau County without getting on some iffy roads north of there. And then you can ride all the way to the Straits, all the way back down to Alpena and across the state. I'm sure everyone here probably wants to do this, right? But it is, if you've got 7 to 10 days and you're like bicycle touring, that make for a very fine adventure. And then there's different routes you can do shortcuts with that. For instance, instead of the Tunnel Trees, you can ride a direct route from Petoskey up another trail to Mackinac, or you can ride that highway down the other coast.
So some of that is limestone and some of it's actual?
Yeah, and I've got that in my book. That route from there, from Sheboygan to Alpena, that's limestone, for instance. But, you know, that's all spelled out in detail. Another thing I've got in my second edition of my book coming out next month is the route from Grand Rapids to Cadillac on the White Pine Trail, and that is half paved and half limestone. And that's 92 miles from downtown Grand Rapids, right at Riverside Park, all the way to the park in downtown Cadillac. And then the tough part, though, is getting from Cadillac to Traverse City, the remaining 55 miles. So I've kind of pioneered what I think is a safe route for getting to those two towns. So if you wanted to, you could bike, you know, 140 so miles there and, you know, save yourself some gas there. And this is that White Pine Trail coming out of Grand Rapids. Oh, I think this is more up near Big Rapids, actually. One thing that was kind of cool about this is you bump into the Amish in a couple of communities, and some of these guys are riding the bike trail with their horse and buggies. Well, I don't have a lot about mountain biking in the book. I have maybe two pages that kind of tells where some trails are, but mountain biking deserves a whole book in itself, you know, and if you're a hardcore mountain biker, you probably already know where those spots are, and so maybe a half a dozen of the routes in my book lend themselves to mountain biking, such as the route from Gaylord to Mackinac, and I have this route in there. This is from through the woods from Kalkaska to Traverse City. But otherwise, there are several other books specifically for mountain biking. So, but to sum up, my book will offer you some information on sites you don't want to miss in northern Michigan. I give some history of the area along the route you're traveling through. I tell you what some entertainment venues are that you won't want to miss. This is the Right Brain, which hosts a lot of biking things. And I have some funny stuff in there, too. And basically, if you want some more information, I've got a website, planetbackpacker.net, that's got, maybe 30 or 50 different stories about destinations around the world, including a lot of cycling destinations. Got some videos on there, and I do sell signed copies of my book on that. And I do have three books for sale. Travels with My Wife and Planet Backpacker are about backpacking around the world, traveling rough on a budget. We stayed in places as little as $6 a night in India. Just had a lot of adventures. And then biking Northern Michigan, of course. And that's my story. So I'm going to take some questions now, if anyone has any. Yes, sir.
I was just curious, how many changes to the book are coming in the second edition?
In the second edition, I got seven more routes. The first edition has about 1,060 miles. The second edition is going to have 1,400 miles. And I have that route from, I have the routes from Grand Rapids to Traverse City, and the route across the state, and the route, the big thing. So if you're a hardcore tourer, get the second edition. It'll be in Amazon next month and on my website and all that. But if you're just going to be you know, up a weekend rider or something coming up north, the first edition is probably all you need, and it would give you enough rides to do easily all summer long if you went riding every day, and it's cheaper too. So
Bob, is the Grand Rapids Trailhead the southernmost route that you do?
Oh yeah,
starting there and then heading north.
Yeah, it is. Eventually, you know, there are plans for an Iron Bell Trail that will go all the way from Belle Isle on in Detroit all the way to Ironwood at the west end of the Upper Peninsula. And that's, I forget if that's 700 miles or what. I've got that mentioned in the book. And then there's another Great Lakes to Great Lakes trail that's going to go, I believe, from Port Huron all the way to what is it, one of the communities on Lake Michigan. So there's a lot of exciting trails in the works throughout Michigan that, you know, I can't cover them all because you've got a real good book right here, I know, in this area. That covers, I think it's Rob Pulitzer or something. He covers the Ann Arbor, Detroit area. So it's a matter of how much you want to ride, I suppose. Yes.
There's a really nice paved trail that goes right alongside Alma College. I've ridden it short ways. Are you familiar with it? Do you know where it starts? And
no, that's a little out of northern Michigan for me, but. I wouldn't be surprised if that's the trail from Midland to the Baldwin area. Yeah, that's kind of makes it almost all the way across the state.
Mm-hmm. Last year I was near the Glen Arbor trail. Have they finished that area?
Yes, they're working on two. They just did another link of that trail last fall that went up to what's called Port Oneida. And now they're working on another link that will carry it on to what's called Bohemian Road Beach. So that Sleeping Bear Trail is just a marvel of how fast they've thrown that together and how beautiful that route is. And then you've got Glen Arbor, which is just a fabulous little beach, artsy beach town with great restaurants. And that's definitely a must-do if you're a cyclist. And that's something that you can take a child along and ride too, although it does have some fairly steep hills on some sections of it. And then they got the dune climb there too. What kid doesn't like that, you know? So. Anyone else? Anyone all psyched up to go bicycling in northern Michigan now? All right. Well, I'm going to be back here, and if anyone wants to buy a book, they're 14 for the first edition, and I have my backpacking book too. So thank you all for coming today, and maybe we'll see you up biking there this summer. Thanks.